It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Raphael Enayhausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Raphaela with this week's pick.
Hundreds of Chinese companies have entered the U.S. stock market, reporting tremendous growth. The documentary, The China Hustle, suggests this growth is a huge and risky bubble based on multiple layers of Wall Street deception. Here's journalist Herb Greenberg.
Many of these companies would say, well, look, we're being audited by Pricewaterhouse. No, they're not. They're being audited by Pricewaterhouse China, which is like a franchise. It's not really Pricewaterhouse.
Filmmaker Jed Rothstein follows the money to trace how Wall Street got bullish on these companies, egged on by political luminaries. Journalist Roddy Boyd describes a typical investment bank conference.
For an hour or two, having Henry Kissinger or George Bush or Wesley Clark speak, boy, oh boy, like you're going into some inner sanctum of knowledge. When, you know, Kissinger's 90 years old talking out his ass, you can see what's happening there. They're renting a name for an hour or two.
Skeptical investors discovered that many Chinese companies on the stock market aren't what they appear to be. Analyst Soren Andahl was taken aback by the complicity of Wall Street.
This was from the beginning a deception. The purpose of it was to deceive from day one. And we've never really seen that at this scale in the United States market. That's probably why it took everyone by surprise.
The film's portrayal of business as usual is alternately frightening, hilarious, and infuriating. The China Hustle is now playing in theaters and on digital platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.